Hold on one second. I just want to see. Hello?
Hi, Dan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty bad. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. At least it's Thursday, right? We're almost there.
I guess.
So I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment of $29 for your website hosting.
That bank account has negative $3,000 in it. Canceled the payment they didn't think I was getting it done fast enough, so they canceled.
Oh, that's horrible.
And it was only an $8,000 job, which doesn't seem like a lot, but that's all I had at the time. So now it's a $92,000.
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna have to set up another account. Yeah. So I'm gonna have to call you guys back and put that on a different account.
Okay. I just put in here what you explained to me and also that you need a little bit of time. So no worries. So when you get the new account, you can call me. If I don't hear from you, I'll follow up sometime next week. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear. I wonder if you have like some kind of legal recourse that you could take against them for doing that, you know?
No. I don't. I didn't even have a signed contract because it was a friend of a family.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me so angry that people do that. Yeah, that's terrible.
I know, and it's always like the people that, you know, like you think are it's like, oh, brother's girlfriend's mom, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, like, totally cool. Yep, I don't need a contract from you, but never again will I ever trust even my own blood family now. I'm going to have them sign a contract if I do work for them.
Yeah.
I
went to the dentist yesterday, and their computer system was down, so she couldn't print out, like, my treatment plan and what I was agreeing to. And I told her, oh, that's fine. I've been going to her for 5 years, so I trust her. So I had, like, agreed to it. But she, like, put a little thing on a piece of paper and still made me sign it, which I thought was so funny, you know? I'm like, I already
agree.
It's okay, you know?
I know. It's so weird. Like, it sounds so stupid, but, like, literally, if I, like, painted my, like, if I, like, I it sucks. It sucks that you can't, that you, these days you never know with people.
It's better to be safe than sorry, so I guess that was an expensive learning experience for you, and
super expensive. So now I'm restarting again, and I'm sorry that this is like the 10th time that it just bounced for me.
Wow. It's
been like a 2-year struggle to try.
I bet you paid for a lot of the supplies and stuff too.
So I paid for all of it.
Wow.
Yeah, and had the workers. Yeah.
People are so crazy. Yeah, I can't believe they do that. So, yeah. It's kind of like whatever it is that you weren't finished with, they're probably saying, oh, this doesn't look the way we expected. Well, of course not. I'm not finished yet, you know?
I know. I'm like, she was out of town. Like, I had the code to her house. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, I have a week left. Like, the prep is half of it.
Exactly. Wow. Sorry to hear that, but thank you for giving me the heads up. I put some notes in here. If you get an email talking about the past due balance, one thing I'm going to do for you when we do get this up to speed is I'll push the next billing out 30 days. So that way you won't have two payments close together, you know, because the billing doesn't go through until, you know, May 28th or something. I'll then push it out to June 28th, and that way we would prevent, you know, the next month's charge from hitting, you know.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I'm getting back to work right now, so.
Good. Okay, good.
Right.
Well, yep, I always say things can only go up from here, so that's good.
Exactly, so, I know.
Thanks for explaining it, and have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right, thanks, Tina. Love you.
Yeah, no problem, Dan. Okay, bye-bye.